Many Americans are worried that North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un will launch a nuclear attack. But just across the border in South Korea, most people just shrug their shoulders at Pyongyang's threats. In fact, many South Koreans don't care at all about North Korea. That's something that's bothered refugee Choi Seung-yuk, who's trying to explain more about his homeland through comics.
DW.
Goose-stepping soldiers and missiles on the back of flatbed trucks are a staple of North Korean military parades. Worship of the People's Army is also the main theme in much of the country's music and art. Some songs praise ruler Kim Jong-un's guidance, and paintings often portray North Korean soldiers battling evil Americans. Choi Sung-guk realized he had a knack for drawing these kinds of images back when he was a kid in the North. A 37-year-old tells me how he got his start in the animation business over coffees at a cafe in Seoul, where he lives now.
Back in middle school, I won a contest for who could draw the most anti-American picture. My teacher was so impressed with my work, and the school's principal encouraged me to work in animation someday.
Choi shows me a recreation of that drawing on his smartphone. It depicts an ugly and violent-looking U.S. soldier kicking a South Korean grunt as they try to invade the North. Choi's first job was at a government-run animation studio in Pyongyang, but he wasn't making propaganda. Instead, the studio created knockoff versions of The Lion King and Pocahontas for European TV networks, which can now be found on YouTube. Choi says he had a good life in Pyongyang. Working at the animation studio was kind of a dream job. Employees received gifts like sacks of sugar, beef, and refrigerators. But that changed after the authorities learned he was giving banned South Korean soap opera DVDs to friends. He tried escaping to China, but got caught and spent 6 months in a labor camp. He was released, and then finally in 2010, he successfully got out and defected to South Korea. About 30,000 North Koreans now live south of the border. Many are surprised about how different the two countries' culture and even language have become after 70 years of division. For Choi, one of the things that stood out was how apathetic South Koreans are to people like him.
South Koreans just don't care about North Koreans. It was hard for me to understand why.
Choi says he wanted to create more empathy toward defectors, so in 2016, he started an online comic series based on his own experiences. The webtoon, called Nodong Shimmun, or Labor Interrogation, is a play on the name of Pyongyang's official daily, the Nodong Shinmun, or Labor Newspaper. As Choi explains, it follows a group of newly arrived North Korean escapees as they spend their first few months in the South at a government-run integration center. It's a satire. Choi makes fun of their newbiness. One image shows the group carrying stacked-up plates loaded with food during their first-ever trip to a buffet restaurant. Another depicts how one male defector mistakenly thought a South Korean woman wanted to marry him due to a linguistic misunderstanding. His own true story, he tells me. Nodong Shimmun presents a perspective on the lives of North Koreans that most South Koreans never hear about. That's according to Kim Jong-hak, who considers himself pretty apathetic toward the North. The 31-year-old is also a webtoon artist. I showed him Choi's comic strip to see if it would pique his interest in the stories of North Korean refugees. Kim says the series is really unique.
Nodong Shimmun에 나왔듯이 여자 남조선 여자가
We don't have a sense of what real life is like in North Korea. The images we have are from movies that mostly portray North Koreans as soldiers that are ready to go to war. It's the first time I've seen this kind of depiction. I'd like to see Choi go even deeper in his storytelling and create more drama in future episodes.
Kim isn't the only South Korean impressed by the series. Choi's comic gets tens of thousands of views, and many fans leave comments, which Choi says encourages him.
I see a lot of positive comments on my series, and I feel really good about it. I think the comic is helping change South Koreans' minds. My readers say they're learning new and interesting things about North Korea.
상당히 긍정적인 제가 바라는 대로 댓글들이 달리고 있고 그런 반응을 불러일으키고 있어요.
But Choi does get some pushback too. Other North Korean refugees say they don't like the drawings that show people starving in the streets back home or soldiers shooting at escapees.
탈북자들의 자존심을 너무 꺾지 마라. 너무 비하하지 마라.
Some defectors say I depict North Korea too negatively, that my cartoons hurt their pride. But 90% say they like it. Some even say if people back in the north could see these, then they'd understand life in South Korea better.
북한 주민들이 이해하고 굉장히 한국을 빨리 잘 쳐들어갈 것 같다, 이런 반응들.
Choi says making the comic series is what he can do best to help bridge the cultural gap and misunderstandings between the two Koreas.
This report was brought to you by DW.